Special mention of the Vice President, Dr. Mahamadou Bawumia, who was my reliable source of support in the darkest and most trying moments. And to the many who advised me publicly and privately, supported and prayed for me, I say thank you. The emergency is over. Unfortunately, the consequences are very much still with us, especially in terms of the economic devastation it has left in its trail. It will be recalled that I said right at the onset of the pandemic that we would do whatever it took to protect the lives of the Ghanaian people. In the now often quoted statement, I said, and I quote, "We know what to do to bring the economy back to life, but what we do not know is how to bring people back to life," unquote. The clear implication is that we would protect lives even if it was at the risk of harming the economy. I knew that the pandemic and the measures we were taking to keep us alive would have a devastating effect on the economy. But I believe I had the support of the Ghanaian people to concentrate on protecting lives at any cost. But I do not think anyone, anywhere, imagined the effect would be so widespread, so destructive, and so deep. I owe it to you, my compatriots, and to myself, to go to any length to bring the economy to the rude health it was in before the onset of the pandemic. When things came to the state, why I concluded we had to go to the International Monetary Fund